This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay. And? What's wrong over there?
Well, I heard once we start speaking, the podcast goes downhill. Which has always been a problem, but what are you going to do? You can't do visuals.
I don't know who you are right now because you haven't introduced yourself.
Oh, I'm Jack,
by the way. There you go.
And some people, I got a cranky email. Some said, why the stupid nicknames? Well, that just started as a joke. And then people like to guess.
Jack, you don't have to explain
yourself. No. I'm going to explain
to anybody.
Some people like, they get a kick out of trying to guess what I'm going to say. And the funny thing is, I don't know what I'm going to say. So it's not only entertaining for them, it's entertaining for me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Lost Podcast.
You forget what day we're doing.
Well, it's just weird, you know? This is like a new schedule for us in the last season, you know? It's just you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but we're having to learn something.
It's like every day, every time, different day. But that makes it fresh, keeps it fresh and entertaining.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't know about entertaining, but keeps it fresh.
So this, the new Friday, early Friday morning podcasts are now taking the place of the old Monday podcasts.
Which I think is better because people don't like Mondays anyway.
Well, Monday's a good podcasting day because it's a good to start your week.
Right.
Feeling terrible. So this one's going to have the Lost in Review.
The TV show.
Next on Lost.
The TV show.
And a lot of listener feedback, listener theory of the week.
Plus, listener theory of the week is now going to get a prize.
What way to spoil that? I was going to like build it all up, and you said, "Oh,
but forget I said that because you're going to get a prize." Forget about it.
So.
Also, we review things that we missed the first time. If you're new to the show, we missed the first time because maybe we were
Lost in Review.
Because maybe we were writing some stupid joke down instead of actually watching the plot.
And then next on Lost, we talk about next week's episode. It's very spoiler-light. It's just whatever the press release has for the next show, because Jack and I, we don't like spoilers, so we're not going to really spoil anybody.
Well, Jay is like almost completely spoil-free, and it's great. I'm spoiler, I like minors.
I feel bad because Jorge was kind of worried, because the way we kind of talked about his interview on the last podcast, he thought, like, he actually revealed some big spoilers. Like, no, I hate spoilers. He didn't reveal anything.
No, I took it easy on him. I didn't ask the tough questions this time.
So, yeah. That's what's going on there. We did post a Jorge Garcia exclusive interview yesterday. That's up on Nudia. It's up on jayandjack.com. I submitted the Lost Vidcast feed to iTunes, but it's not officially on iTunes yet. Once it's officially on iTunes, I will send you guys a link on iTunes to subscribe to it and make it a lot easier. But I did post the actual feed on the Twitter page as well. So if you want to keep up to date with Jack and I, follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack.
For all important information. Or you can follow me on Crackpot Jack.
You can not, because he's a jerk.
I could have said Crackpot Jerk. What do you think?
No, I'm just kidding. All right, Jack, you ready to get into some Lost in Review?
Let's do it, sir.
I haven't heard this song in forever.
Great.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. Going to look back on this week's episode, not last week's episode, because it's still this week. But LX Part 1 and Part 2.
Right.
First up, for those new to the show, for the AAC feed, people who subscribe to the AAC feed on iTunes, we take a look back on some of the Easter eggs, and then we post them on your iPods, video iPods, iPhones, iPod Touches.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Why are they new to the show? Where have they been? Lost has been on for 6 seasons. We've been on for 5.
You know, I don't know.
Where have you been? You been hiding?
Well, you know what's great is Colleen's sister watched the show the first season. She didn't watch it after that, and she's watching this season now. She watched one of those recap shows.
I think a lot of people are watching. They skipped it for 4 years. Now they're watching how it ends.
They probably have the smartest way to watch the show.
I think that's cheating. I think it's cheating. I'm just going to I'm throwing a flag. I'm throwing the challenge flag.
Because you're upset
out there
that we've been here this whole time. And they come in at the end.
I think it's been a blast for us.
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding.
Bunch of cheaters. I think I should throw the red challenge flag under review.
These Easter eggs come from Buddy TV. Remember that website?
I remember Buddy TV. Yes, the pilot that never took off. kind of a pun there because we're doing a show about Lost that has a plane.
So first up here is Rose was reading a magazine in the airplane. It was called The Weekly Woodsman, which was also featured in a season 4 episode of Supernatural. A show that also features Mark Pellegrino, who we know as Jacob.
Right.
He played Lucifer on Supernatural.
Hmm.
Coincidence?
I think not.
Next up is also Kim Manners' connection. That magazine was in Supernatural. Manners worked on Supernatural. She also worked on The X-Files. And on the back or either on the inside, there's the truth is out there.
What is Bernard doing there?
He's getting his seatbelt on.
Okay.
But the little magazine
kind of looked like it was in the restroom again.
Says The Truth Is Out There, which is a famous poster from X-Files.
Cool.
This next one is now this Buddy TV says that the book that Desmond's reading is Haru and the Sea of Stories. Now you said somebody said
we had three or four emails, Satanic Verses, but it's written by the same author.
Hmm. So maybe
right. I think Salman Rushdie wrote both books.
But the book of the month this month for Audible is going to be the Satanic Verses.
Isn't that the one he wrote Iran put out a hit on him?
I'm not sure.
It was some book he wrote that they put on a hit on him.
Uh-huh.
Now I guess it's cool now. I guess he can walk around now without being killed.
It's a good thing, right?
That is a good thing.
And remember when we went underwater and saw the four-toed statue? Oh, remember that?
I didn't go underwater.
Well, yeah, I'm saying the viewer watching the TV screen.
Okay, gotcha.
There was a shark there, and it was the Dharma shark.
I thought the Dharma shark blew up. Was there more than one?
When did the Dharma shark blow up?
Didn't they kill the Dharma shark? And didn't Sawyer and...
They shot at it, but I don't think they ever officially killed it.
I thought it blew up.
But this is a different timeline because they blew up the island.
I'm old and crazy.
But... How long do sharks live? I mean, I'm not a shark. I'm not a marine biologist.
Please don't ask this. I have like 300 emails I have to get to.
I'm asking you the question. If you would just answer it, I don't know.
So
if you would just answer, we wouldn't have this problem.
We're going to get 100 emails on. You know, I made the flipper joke. And I watched it again. The smoke monster. We know it's from the taxi cab in New York. We all know that. Like, we've gotten a lot of emails.
I thought it was more the roller coaster.
No, it's the taxi cab in New York sound. But... someone did verify with yes, it did sound like Flipper to them too. So if you go back and watch an old episode of Flipper back in the 60s, it makes kind of the same sound Flipper makes.
Yes,
when
it's not
out.
The same thing.
I understand that. I was just making a comment. That's what it sounded like. I know what it makes, but that's just to clear up the email. I'm just trying to clear up the email count.
You're the one who adds the confusion.
I know, and I said, why did I do that?
I know. Also, Leslie Art was reading his insect book, which we remember from... the Nikki and Paula.
So that
episode.
Really hasn't changed. He's still into insects.
Yes, expose. And so that's what he read to learn about the spiders, which was kind of interesting. Next up is Hurley's seat number was different.
Right.
Originally, Hurley was in row 20, but in the new alternate reality, he's in row 33.
Right. I wrote that down, too, because I saw that last night.
And so that means they would have been in the tail section if it did crash.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Boone is, instead of having to be in first class because Shannon isn't with him, he rode in coach, and he's now in Locks Row 24, and so...
With Frogert.
With Frogert, exactly. That's the other one is Frogert, the annoying little Frogert, was in the middle there, but we talked about that.
He does annoying very well.
I know, right? Next up is the book that Montan had was Fear and Trembling.
I thought it was my left hand. Or right hand. Which hand was ripped off?
I think it was his left hand.
So it was my left hand.
Yeah. By
Daniel Day-Lewis is going to play him in a movie.
By Kierkegaard.
Okay.
That's all you got for me?
That's all I got for you.
Let's see. Last but not least is the what was inside the guitar case was the break in case of emergency Ankh.
Right. That's what they did, right?
That's what I heard. All right, so Jack, do you have anything else you'd like to say about this episode before
there's been a lot of talk about Desmond being on the plane. Was it real? Was it not?
We have a lot of theories for
when Jack asked. Oh, did he? Okay, what do we? Jack asked Rose and Bernard, "Did you see who was? I'm sorry, we were sleeping."
Uh huh.
When Cindy comes over to get the doctor,
yes,
you know, when Charlie's choking on the heroin,
yep.
She kind of her motions are kind of like there's not even anyone sitting there. I watched it like 3 or 4 times.
Uh-huh.
Like her actions, she's like, she puts her hand on the chair. It's almost like she, but when Jack gets up,
uh-huh.
Desmond's leg moves. So maybe Jack thinks he's there, but he's the only one that thinks that. So we never really got clarification from Rose because they were sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Cindy, it's hard to tell at that angle they were messing with our heads. Mm-hmm. Was Desmond there? They want us thinking. Yes. I'm going to still say that he wasn't there.
You're still thinking he wasn't
there. Wasn't there. But we got on my chat on our Twitter from iHubby and Dashley Steele,
uh-huh.
their husband and wife team, they said Desmond is wearing a wedding ring.
Which is true. He is wearing a ring.
He is wearing a wedding ring. Now, are they saying that he wasn't a coward? He married Penny from the beginning.
Well, there's a lot of theories about that in listener feedback. All right, so I'll hold off on
that.
But
that was the first I'd heard of it from iHubby and Dashley Steele.
Uh-huh.
The water not being clear. Now, I think, well, I'll tell you what I think. Do we have any emails on any phone calls on that?
I can't remember now.
Okay. When he cuts his hand, I didn't pay attention because I was writing the hangover comment.
Uh-huh.
He puts his hand in the water. And we didn't talk about this on the...
I thought we did because I remember having this conversation. That's why I cut his hand so he could put it in the water
to see if it would heal. Heal, and it didn't. And so I'm thinking the reason the water wasn't clear is because Jacob was dead. And I think both Jacob and Min and Locke have to be alive in order for the island to have its healing powers. There has to be two people on the island.
Well, but see,
they have to have a good and bad. They have to, for the island to have a balance, I think it has to be, and I think that's why it wasn't clear, is because Jacob had died.
Well, the only problem I have with that is that doesn't work because Saeed was healed at the end because he's alive.
Well, was he? We don't know what's going on there.
Because you watched the Hori interview, right? Because he kind of shot down your theory that... Saeed is Jacob.
Well, it wasn't just my theory.
Why not?
It was everyone's theory. I agree. I didn't say he was. I'm backing off of that. I think I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But I think that's... What do you think why the water wasn't clear?
I don't know. I don't have like a theory for that.
I think it's because Jacob had died. I think for the island to have its healing powers, it comes back to... Like you had in the hatch again, what we talked about the other day. You had Desmond and Kelvin.
Uh-huh.
Kelvin was kind of a bad guy. He didn't force...
Oh, no, I get it. There's always been the dichotomy.
But he didn't force Desmond to stay in the hatch.
Uh-huh.
Because no one forces anyone. Only one that ever forced anyone on the island to do what they wanted to do were Ben, right? And Locke.
Well, even he didn't force. He just coerced them to do it.
Locke is the only one that physically did anything to keep someone on the island. Would you agree?
No, because he didn't shoot Jack when he had the chance.
No, he blew up the submarine.
Yeah, but he didn't force them. I mean, he tried to remove the options.
He was taking away the options of... So, but what Kelvin told Desmond was you couldn't go out there because there was a disease out there.
Yeah.
So he kept him out there. So he lied.
What does this have to do with the murky water?
Well, good and bad. I'm saying there's good and bad. So there's that whole good and bad thing. I think that's why the water was murky because Jacob had died.
Okay.
And that's what I that's all I have right now. But also on the plane, you know, I'm talking about differences.
Uh huh.
We have Art is still reading his inset book. Well, Charlie. Jack saved Charlie on the island and on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same. And a lot of people are saying, I don't know if you have this in phone calls, that the home for Min and Locke is the temple.
Yeah, that's kind of been one of the theories going around, that his home is the temple and he can't go back into the temple.
So I don't know if you have any calls on that, but we've had a lot of emails on that.
We knew the smoke monster was in that temple because he killed Montand under the temple.
Right. So,
and that was only in the 80s.
But it's under the temple. It's not inside the temple.
He's so close to the temple.
Well, I know, but maybe he can't get inside.
Maybe.
I said that was the only... when I was answering the emails that I've gotten to, I said that was the only downfall, that he was inside underneath the temple.
Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty smart guy. I think he'll know how to get in if he wanted to. But, I mean, it could possibly be. I mean, I definitely could see that. But
as of now, that's all I have.
All right. So, Jack, you ready to get in some Next on Lost?
The TV show?
Here we go.
And minor spoilers, guys, if you don't want to know.
Very much like episode descriptions, which is like a paragraph.
The title.
And then title of the episode. And then actor lists.
And what happens during the whole show.
No. So then you can skip ahead if you're on the AAC feed. But first, we're going to get into an ad from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out the service. One audiobook to consider is The Satanic Verses by Salman Rushdie. Now, we actually had somebody call in and give a theory about this, but listen to this description of this book here and see if you think parallels lost. The book begins with two Indians plummeting from the sky after an explosion of their airliner and proceeds through a series of metamorphoses, dreams, and revelations. Rushdie's powers of adventure are stunning in this Whitebread Prize winner, and one it becomes good and one becomes evil, and it's kind of like a fight between the two of them. You think that's maybe parallel what's going on lost? Maybe?
Maybe. You never know.
So you can download that for free now at audiblepodcast.com/lost. Once again, that's audiblepodcast.com/lost.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost Time. We have a new...
Hey, I got to give you some credit.
Yes?
That song, you had great foresight. You were, like, ahead of your time. Next on Lost, maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days, because you wrote this song from the beginning.
Exactly.
And now, since we've been doing it, it's always on a different time. So...
See? Huh?
Kudos to
huh?
you. You, like... So you can say you've known what... you've had a plan from the start. I've had a plan on crackpot theories. The writers have had a plan, and now you have had a plan.
See, my plan is always have an open door just in case.
There you go. Kudos.
All right, here is the official description from ABC.
Official station of Lost.
Remember, this is your last chance, so if you're really that spoiler-free, skip now. Last chance.
Go.
All right, so here
get
we
out
go.
Of here.
Episode title is called What Kate Does,
Ooh.
Which is a play on the season 2 episode What Kate
So
Did.
Is it about Kate?
I would think so. Kate finds herself on the run while Jack is tasked with something that could endanger a friend's life. On Lost, Tuesday, February 9th.
Wait a minute. That's been done before. Jack's always got a task that could endanger somebody's life. Is that anything new?
No.
Hey, how's Juliet doing, Jack?
And you know, so far they're kind of following the first season's flashbacks kind of run. Because first one was like kind of everybody but Jack kind of focused.
Right.
And then the first real flashback was Kate, so then it's kind of following this right now. So maybe John Locke will be next, hopefully.
I'm cool. I like Kate episodes. I know a lot of people don't, but I like Kate episodes.
And let's see. They don't give any guest stars on this one. Warp, warp.
Are they going to do that all season? Kind of tease us and not let us know who's going to be the guest stars and what's going on? And
I guess so. But this one is written by Edward Kitsis. And Adam Horowitz, who we met at the ABC mixer party that we went to before.
Yeah, he was very nice. Everyone was very nice there, but...
They're all very nice.
But you.
What?
You were the only one that people are like going, God, that guy's just a jerk. All right. We'll talk more about that on the Hawaii podcast.
So any predictions, Jack?
Let's see. Jack endangers a friend. Does he have any friends left?
I know, right?
Really, who is
this? This must be in the alternate reality.
Well, let's see who could be his friend. Hurley seems to still be his friend. That's there. Cindy could still be his friend, maybe. Not really. Let's see. Who's this? Saeed? Well, Saeed's already been. What more could happen to Saeed?
I know, right?
I'm trying to think who else was there. Kate, maybe, because it's Kate-centric.
Maybe.
Kate's still his friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's going to be something about Kate.
Anyone but Sawyer is what you're going for?
Right I now? Don't think Sawyer's his friend. I don't think they're buddy-buddy right now. If you guess, will Jack and Sawyer hug? It's not looking good right now.
All right.
But it's early.
So, Jack, we have a lot of phone calls and emails getting into you. What do you say we do that?
Do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. We have some emails to get into. So, Jack, do you want to get in those first?
I say okay.
All right. You want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Crackpot? No. Theory? Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
This says, so I woke up at 5 a.m., drove a comb across my hair. Oh, no.
Today, comb across my head.
My head.
Rhymes better.
There yeah, well, whatever it is. I
dragged a comb across my hair.
I don't have hair, so I figured about it. So I woke up today at 5 a.m. I woke up at 5 a.m. today and with a thought that this
did this person wake up at 5 a.m.?
I don't know if we can verify that. So should we not read the email because we can't verify they woke up at 5 a.m.?
I'm sorry, Greg.
With a thought that this season, the Losties are moving through an alternate reality. I've seen at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they're still on the island. Yes.
Yes.
I said yes. I added that. So we both agree it's yes.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they're on the plane with all notable changes, i.e. Jittery Jack and Calm Rose Hurley, the luckiest guy on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Three, Desmond is on the plane with this reality, Jack's mind, with flashes that reality. Do all these worlds have to come crashing back together, i.e. the universe correcting itself? Who knows? Also, we have a recurring thought of the old Robert A. Heinlein novel, The Cat Who Walked Through Walls. How can a cat walk through walls? Is that possible?
If there's alternate dimensions, maybe.
I guess. Which is covered through the theme. This, obviously, there are tons of others. Other nagging question. Who is Saeed? Being revived in the temple that brought back bad changes in Ben, how could it bring out good changes in Saeed? Because remember, Saeed, before he passed out, the last thing he said was he had done a lot of, he's tortured thousands of people. He's going to have to live with that. So whatever happens to him, happens to him. What the ash is made of? And for the Munsters, when are they, where is their home?
Where is his home, I think.
It said when and where is home.
Okay, there you go.
So it sounds better. That's about it. Love the Hawaii trailer. Hoping to see you soon. We'll listen to today's podcast at work. Take care, Earl. So that brings up a lot of questions. Yeah. What?
And I don't have answers to any of those.
What's going on with Saeed? And I listen, his voice does sound different.
It does
at the
sound
end.
Different.
But maybe he had like swollen tongue or something.
He'd been through a lot.
He'd drowned, basically.
I think you're supposed to sound like that when you come back from the dead. You're not supposed to sound the same.
You know, I've done it twice, and both times I sounded differently.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right, this one's from Tim. I am hereby deciding that from here on, we call the temple people the super others. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
So what do you think? Super others? They do seem to have superpowers.
Just call them others. I'm sick. You know how many people I had to say tell what DWG meant?
Lots. I've had. Do you answer the emails?
Like on Twitter and AIM and stuff like that. Oh,
for everyone, DWG is Deadwood Guy, just to give the guy at the end of last season episode because Jay screwed up Esau. He said Esau.
Now we're going with Man in Lock.
You know, a lot of people said that's kind of not right either.
I know, but it's funny.
All right, this one says name for four toed statue.
Okay.
Clubfoot. And that's from.
Man. All right.
That's from Bob.
Good one, Bob. This one's from
Spencer's
in Brooklyn. Theories from Spencer in Brooklyn. Hey, guys. Great to be back and talking about the greatest show ever made.
I agree.
Here are some theories on what I think is going on. Number one, Man in Lock wanting to go home. MIL's home is in both Egypt and in South America. Maybe the world. He ruled ancient civilizations and the people, keeping them from hurting themselves. A spiritual guide that can take the shape of crocodiles, sphinx, etc., which inspired and scared the people into progress. All religion is based on the shapes the smoke monster took through the ages. That's kind of cool.
When he knocked out Richard, he said, I'm very disappointed in all of you.
Yeah.
So that has some merit.
Number two, Jacob is his adversary with other supernatural powers that found a way to use the magnetic force of the earth to banish Man in Lock on the island and freed the people, which leads MIL to find a loophole to kill Jacob and get back to his home. Jacob understands that, and since he has brought free will to the people, and the evolution we have taken will be threatened if Man in Lock comes home. His power cannot leave the island. This backgammon game has gone on throughout time, using pawns of special people to do their bidding. Number three, Flash Sideways. I think we will find the Flash Sideways is a story of the two dimensions that we all live in, that certain special people have found a way to travel through, much like the premise of Fringe. I haven't gone that far, so don't spoil me, please. That said, the incident caused a rift between the two dimensions, causing small ripples of change to happen to our Losties, hence the change in Hurley and Locke. We will see these two dimensions clash in the future, I predict. Number four, Desmond. I hate to disagree with Jack, but I think Desmond was on the plane. but was sent to the island's dimension from the plane to be in the time that we are now for some reason by the doings of Eloise and Widmore. I'm very interested to see what role he will play if this is true, brother.
That email had great potential until that last one.
Number five. Son, I predict she will be the fly in the ointment. She has been behind the scenes for a very long time, and let's not forget she had a meeting with Widmore, and we don't know what was said at that meeting. Lastly, my prediction is the man who leads the temple in Sun's is Sun's father, Pike, who in this dimension does not age, Fountain of Youth. Sun will team with Manilok, as will broken-hearted Sawyer, to kill him and send Manilok back to his home. Jacob, now back in Saeed's body, will be the anomaly they were not expecting. Hope you guys like these series. I look forward to your thoughts. Spencer in Brooklyn.
I like it.
I like it a lot, too.
Except for the fourth one. It's not that you have to agree with me every time, but...
Just most of the time.
It does help. This one says, reality theory from Scotland. Hey, Jay and Jack. Sean from Scotland here. I have a theory on the two clear realities we have seen on the show. We see, number one reality, that the island is underwater now. Maybe in the reality's past, the Black Rock would have been sailing in the same route, and they somehow do the emerging realities. This is how the Black Rock managed to end up in the middle of the jungle. Just so we thought, love the show. Keep up the entertaining... and mine working on the way to work. Thanks a bunch. I think that could be it, but I think maybe we've seen the power of the Black Rock. The power! The smoke monster.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible he picked it up out of the water and placed it there?
I think so. I think I could see that happening.
But I can see Sean's theory working also.
Yes.
I just want to find out. I gots to know.
And this one here for all the shippers is titled Love Triangle Prediction from Allison in Miami. On the island, Kate is going to have to kill Jack to save Sawyer's life, or kill Sawyer to save Jack's life. And that's her prediction.
Which one do you think I could see either one happening?
I say neither. I say neither, my friends, neither.
She kills Jack and then goes over there and patches Sawyer up and says, I love you. Or and then she, in the next scene, she kills Sawyer and patches up Jack and says, because she can't make up her mind.
So she just kills them both.
She kills them both and says, oh, done with that problem.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, we have some phone calls to get into, so you want to get into those?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Ben calling from Atlanta, and I have a theory about Juliet's comments to Sawyer at the bottom of the well or hole or whatever that was when she made the let's go get coffee sometime comment. I think she was flashing between two consciousnesses, and similar to when Charlotte died during the time flashes, and was repeating something she had said as a child, because Juliet was at the center of the blast, as was Desmond when he started his time traveling. So I think she was reliving in her mind a scene that we have yet to see, where she meets Sawyer after Flight 815 lands safely in L.A. And Sawyer, being her constant because they fall in love, are together on the island or together off the island in the two different realities, so she's able to flash between them. And I think that we are going to see that scene sometime this season. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Enjoy listening. Bye.
Hey there, fellows. This is Dan from West Virginia calling. I've been listening to the podcast. I keep hearing the words flash sideways, and so, yeah, I think I'm being really nitpicky here, but I just got to say, it's not really a flash sideways. It's more like a flash, like, diagonal, because if it was sideways, they'd be running at the same time. But keep in mind that the plane landed, the folks who just flashed back to the island from the 70s, their time is, like, 3 years after the plane landed. So it's like, you know, So they're not, like, parallel in time. Does it matter? Can we still call it a flash sideways? Probably. But, you know, just putting it out there. Again, being nitpicky. Flash sideways does sound better than flash diagonal. But whatever. Right. Keep up the good work.
Hey, guys. This is Randy from New Orleans, first-time caller. I think this whole thing with Richard being on the Black Rock is just a red herring. I feel like he's going to be way older than that, possibly, with the beginning of the whole Jacob and Manilok issue. And I feel like that when Manilok told Jacob about him being in chains, perhaps that he was holding Richard as a prisoner at some point, and that's why possibly Richard is like that.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Joe from Staten Island. I got a quick question for you. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about who didn't we see on that plane ride to LAX in the season premiere? I didn't see Michael, and I didn't see Walt, and I was wondering if you guys knew anyone else who was not on the plane that was there originally, other than Boone's sister. Just something to think about. Have a good one, guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, we didn't see Claire on the plane, but we saw her on the cab.
Exactly. I think there's people that we just haven't seen on the plane yet, but we will
see.
Was
she on the plane?
I think it's assumed.
We're assuming she's on the plane, but L.A.'s a big airport.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just because you're arriving on the same cab line. And we did see Froger, we did see Hurley in the same line that Kate was in.
Yeah.
So we're going to assume she was on the plane.
Yeah, but
we don't know she was on the plane.
Exactly. And the same goes for people we haven't seen yet. It doesn't mean they weren't on the plane.
We didn't see.
The only we have confirmed that
we didn't see Anna Lucia.
Yeah.
We didn't see
any of the Taileys.
We didn't see Libby. We didn't see Echo.
Yeah, we didn't see any of the Taileys. So I just think we haven't seen everybody yet.
We didn't see Zach and what's it? Sister's name, Zach and the two kids.
Yeah. So the only one we have that's not confirmed yet is Shannon. So
right. So what's up with it? Didn't want to show it or
didn't want to show what?
Didn't want to. We didn't see him the first time either.
Who?
The Taileys, like you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just keeping it for other parts of the story. They're only focused on so many characters this time. I mean, if you had to focus like on all the Taileys and everybody.
Did we see Scott and Steve?
No, I'm saying like they're not. It's too much to show all those characters in one episode.
He was asking who we didn't see.
I know.
Answering the question.
Well, we know what we have seen, and we deduce from there what we haven't seen.
All right.
And I think we will get to it, but the only one we have confirmed that we haven't that we're not going to see, at least so far, is Shannon.
Shannon. Interesting. And then we had Randy from New Orleans. Who dat? Who dat going to beat those Saints? I don't know. I'm picking the Saints. I don't know if you're a football fan, and I apologize. I am picking the Saints this weekend.
You are, huh?
Yeah. I got to go with Drew Brees, former Charger. I was a fan of Drew Brees. So
yeah.
Got to go with Drew Brees. I love Peyton Manning, but you know I'm a bigger Drew Brees fan than Peyton Manning.
Okay.
And that has nothing to do with loss.
Football is dead to me right now, so...
He's saying that Richard will not be on the Black Rock, that the message was being held by, and changes were being held hostage. I'm going to say that Richard was on the Black Rock.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so now. I don't think he is on the Black Rock.
I think he was asked some hard-hitting questions, and I think he was on the Black Rock.
Okay, riddle me this. Actually, no, I won't say it until people see the interview, but I think he confirms in that interview that he's not on the Black Rock.
I can't remember anything.
More or less words.
I can't remember anything about the interview, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, Dan, flash sideways, diagonally. You know, I'm one like you, Dan. I kind of nitpick. I like to go my own direction with names, but like we did with V and flash forward, and some people just want to go with what the show says. So we'll just go with the show says because I don't want to be
I guess it kind of depends.
I don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, it depends the way you look at it. Because this alternate timeline wasn't created until they hit that bomb.
Right.
So then if you're kind of looking at it that way, when the alternate reality was created, it was created when they hit the hydrogen bomb and created this alternate reality. So you could say that this reality that's been created is kind of, it was born the same time they hit that rock. So it's kind of going side parallel with each other.
Right.
If you think about it that way, I mean, I know it's different times, but I think this show has shown that time is not linear, time is circular. So I think Flash Sideways still works even if you're being nitpicky.
It works for me, but I don't mind people who are nitpicky. Unless they're nitpicking on something I say, then I take offense to it. But other than that, you're going to nitpick everything else, go ahead. Ben, Juliet, it was Susan.
Alternate reality.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we will see Juliet and Sawyer get together again.
And they'll go Dutch.
And I think they'll go Dutch because Sawyer, like we said, Sawyer's cheap.
He is a cheap man. All right, Jack, ready to get the next set of calls?
I think it's a great theory.
I do. I do too. I think it's really good.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. I hope this is the right number to call. This is Super Faraday from Canada, long-time listener, first-time caller. The reason I'm calling you is because I was kind of disturbed by how happy, how gleeful, and how excited Jack seemed in the last podcast at the smoke monster insulting Locke, calling Locke pathetic, and all that stuff. First of all, it's pretty low of the monster to kick a man when he's down like that. And I don't think Jack should declare victory just yet. I do believe that Locke is still going to be back. His body is still at the beach. And I think that's going to be reanimated somehow. And Locke will be back. And Locke will be vindicated. And Jack better get ready to eat that giant serving of crow that he's going to get at the finale once Locke gets vindicated. That's all. You have a great podcast. And keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jane, Jack. It's Jacob in Minneapolis. I just wanted to let you guys know that book that Desmond was reading on the plane in the first episode here, Satanic Verses. Phenomenal book. Very difficult read. Kind of crazy, weird story, but the whole thing begins with a plane, airplane. I think it like a, I don't a long time ago I read it, but I think like it explodes in the middle of the air, and these two people survive, and they're plummeting to the ground, and as they fall, they both go through a metamorphosis, one becoming the embodiment of, like, the devil, and the other one, the embodiment of the angel Gabriel. So very relevant to Lost. And then along with that, as it goes on telling each of their stories of what happens to them after they land and, like, the journeys they go on, there's a parallel story. It was actually a book that was written kind of as a comment to the Quran, I think. And Salman Rushdie, the writer, was actually, a fatwa was put on his head by a religious leader. And so, I mean, he basically, because of him writing this book, he had to go into exile and has been threatened death if found by any, religious maniacs. But so he kind of rewrote the Quran a little bit. And so while you're following these two people's story, you also are getting a parallel story that is his rewriting of the Quran a little bit, like telling these parables. And so there's like two different stories going on. So I thought that was quite interesting that was the first book that Desmond, that we saw in this season, because it kind of, in a way, really matched with the with what's going on. So yeah, thought you guys like to know.
Hey, this is Terry from Michigan. I have a theory. I haven't quite finished your latest podcast yet, so if it's been said already, then you could disregard my call. But my theory is that because it has to do with Desmond being on the plane and why Jack doesn't recognize him, or why Jack kind of recognizes him, but Desmond doesn't recognize Jack. Because on that timeline, the island was underwater for whatever reason. I'm guessing that maybe Charles Widmore and others and Dharma and everyone else went down with the island. When they went down with the island, things happened like Miles never left the island, Penny was never born or whatever. And because Penny was never born, Desmond never went training to go on that race, and hence, he never ran into Jack at the stadium. So, I'm thinking that there's, like, things like that that could be, because the island went under, certain things didn't happen, which is affecting why we're seeing these weird little things like Shannon not getting on the plane, Desmond, sitting next to Jack or whatever. So, I hope that makes sense. Thanks a lot. Love the podcast, as always.
Hey guys, this is Fish in Coral Springs, Florida. Called before, love the show still. Just wanted to make a comment to you guys. You guys were talking about the intensity that Terry O'Quinn has playing Flock, the fake Locke. got to go back and watch is an old horror movie series from the 80s. It was just remade called The Stepfather. Stepfather 1 and 2 had Terry O'Quinn playing the bad guy, and it was really intense. Was maybe a predecessor for Flock. So keep up the good work. I'm going to keep listening. Definitely looking forward to the Jorge interview. Take it easy, guys. We'll hear you next week.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I have seen The Stepfather.
I haven't. Is it good?
It is good. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I won't give it away, but it's a really disturbing scene at the end.
Uh-huh. And then I guess Terry O'Quinn was the stepfather in that one?
He was a stepfather, yes.
Okay.
So it is good. I was a lot, like I said, it was in the 80s. I know I watched it back then.
Uh-huh.
And it is, of course, I didn't remember it was Terry O'Quinn until everyone kept saying, hey, did you see Stepfather with Terry O'Quinn? But
mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And then Terry, Desmond, maybe on the plane, because maybe the island went underwater and maybe Penny was never born.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
maybe we'll not.
Well, I think she's old enough to be born.
She's on another
beforehand.
Show.
Well, I know she's on another show, but it doesn't mean that she has to be spoiler on the show to realize that she's alive.
Why was he wearing a wedding ring, though? Was that
because I think he
prop,
did.
Was it prop air or was it supposed to be on there?
It's supposed to be on there, and I think he's married happily ever after.
It has happened sometimes where actors who are not supposed to be married, they're married in real life, they come on with their wedding ring.
Yeah.
Not so much on Lost, but other TV shows, you see that in mm-hmm. movies. And, there's a lot going on. They're in and out of, going on 18-hour days.
I think on the premiere, they'd pay extra attention. I think that was there on purpose, for sure.
Okay. Got it. Anyway, Jacob talking about,
The Satanic Verses?
Satanic Verses. And that was true, that he did have a hit on his, he had to go in seclusion and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Just sad.
It is sad.
But
scary thing. Got to be careful what you write, I guess.
I guess so.
We had Super Faraday giving me some slack. And number one, if you're going to give me some slack, don't call yourself Super Faraday.
What's wrong with that?
He's dead. He's dead. How super can he be? I'm kidding.
Well, he set into motion this alternate reality.
Yeah. And so because of that, Juliet's dead.
We don't know. Well, no. I mean,
and it's confused us even more. We don't know what's going on.
We don't know who's dead right now.
I think I thought it was pretty good line by the smoke monster. I thought the smoke, you don't kick a man when he's down, but everyone's had their chance at kicking Locke when he's down. So what's one more person? I mean, really, does it really matter at this stage of the game? But if you do listen to my crackpot theory, I did build it up and say, yes, Locke will have his redemption. I made it good in the end, didn't I?
I guess so.
So, really, super.
I'm done arguing about it. I'm just going to wait for.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying super.
I know. I'm just saying.
How can I eat my crow? How can I eat crow? But when the end, I said that he will have his redemption at the end.
Bait and switch me into a.
If you listen to my crackpot theory,
I heard it yesterday. But
why would I have to eat a super slice of crow?
If I don't know, because for so long you said he's done. He's down and out with the count.
Well, he is. And there's no way he's coming back from the beach. He's going to be eaten by the sea urchins or something.
What? Sea urchins crawl on the sand?
Well, eventually the tide's going to come in and drag him back out.
Maybe he's
ocean.
Above the tide line.
I don't think so.
Anyway.
I think he's toast. You think they're going to... Okay, when they leave, when he throws...
Well, if he's been like embalmed and everything, he's not really going to decay.
When he throws Richard on his back.
As normal.
Min and Locke does that.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to take Locke with them?
No.
So.
That's probably the last we'll see of him on the beach.
So that's what I'm saying. He's done.
That Locke, but there's another Locke.
I did make a good case that,
Exactly. I don't want to argue. We've already talked about this.
I'm just responding to Super Faraday. I painted a rosy picture.
All right.
Try to make everybody happy.
Ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Brett from Indiana. I just had a quick thought about the island being underwater. And that the Black Rock obviously managed to get to the middle of the island, and so at some point in the past, maybe it was underwater then. So anyway, just quick thought. Love your show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Sean from Nevada. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller. And I had a theory about the Man in Black and Locke. And what I think is it makes a lot more sense in the first season with Locke and the monster because... The Man in Black is a monster, as we know now, and he saw Locke. And that's why he was trying to pull Locke into the vents at the end of Season 1. And I also think it makes sense that when Ben and Locke go to see Jacob's cabin, DWG
is actually the one who lives in that cabin, and that's why he says, help me, to Locke, because he needed Locke's body. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I think it's been going on a lot longer than we've known, and I hope no one beat me to the punch, and it's great for the new season to finally be on, because it also means that you guys are back full-time. I love the show and can't wait to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Hey, this is Brett from Utah. Love the show, Jay and Jack. I'm just calling because I haven't heard anybody say this yet on the podcast I listen to, and I was thinking the second I saw the guy that used the interpreter at the temple that he was Hanzo, you know, from the videos, or at least either the original Hanzo, or at least a descendant of the Hanzo family. So I think he's dead, and he speaks Japanese, so I definitely think he's got Hanzo ties, and I think that's something we're going to find out pretty soon. But that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Chris from New Jersey. I have a crackpot theory that although Saeed has come back to life, if you close your eyes and really listen to the voice, it sounds like Charlie. So my theory is that it's actually Charlie in Saeed's body. So that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Love you guys' podcast. Look forward to hearing you every week. Okay, thanks. Have a good night.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I think she's right on, because I just went back and listened to it again.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes to, he says, I'm a bloody rock god. So he does say that.
Okay.
So what do you think? It could be Charlie?
I don't know. I have to see another episode. It's too early to say. We only have like one line, and we need more time.
Were they
we need
doing
more time
to,
with this?
I think they're. I don't know what's going on with Saeed. It's one of those things we've answered every.
We know it's really.
We're answering the questions. I still go back to that thing. Now it's to answer the questions. Well, what about that one? Now you're still messing with me.
But they are answering a lot of questions.
I'm just giving because I'm a nitpicker, so that's what I do. I can't wait to find out. Wire. And then we had the first Brett. two Bretts, female and male. The interpreter, the guy from Deadwood.
Uh-huh.
He could be a member, either Hanzo or a...
That was the second Brett that had the interpreter.
I know, second Brett.
I thought you said first Brett.
No, we had whatever Brett we had. The second Brett we had.
Uh-huh.
Said that Hanzo could be the interpreter.
Well, it's not the original Hanzo. This is present day, remember? So, it's
but
not
no,
like
he could be. He could
time.
Be, but he could be like Richard.
Maybe
these people
that's
might.
Possible.
They may never age. That could have been the fountain of youth in there.
But the character name they're giving this guy is Lennon.
So
Lennon Hanzo.
Yeah,
maybe
John Lennon looked like John Lennon.
Had the John Lennon look going on.
But that could be the fountain of youth in there, the where the water was murky.
That's possible. It's
and maybe
very
that's
possible.
Why they were stressing out because, oh, no, now we're going to age.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be like me. That's no fun. Look in the mirror and go, wow, what happened?
But that'd be a cool twist if he was a Hanzo or the original Hanzo. That'd
yeah.
be cool.
I think this is Lost. Anything's possible.
Exactly.
And then Sean, Min and Locke, the Locke is, and the Munster, when he first, because remember, when he first saw him, he said it was beautiful. He was never afraid of it. He
I
always
looked into
thought,
the eye of this island, and it was beautiful.
Right, and that's what got him going on his wacky ways. So that and the hatch. So is that true? That maybe the smoke monster came to him. Is that what he was scanning him and said, okay, this is who I'm going to, I can use this guy to gain the advantage here.
Uh-huh.
So do you think that's what happened when he first
Possibly,
saw the smoke
yeah, monster? I think
you
so.
Think we'll ever see that scene
again? Or
just again?
Saw that this person... had it right in the first place, you know, you didn't want to leave the island, and that's why
right.
Didn't
so you
kill
think
him.
We'll you think we'll see that?
What?
We'll ever see that scene from the?
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to see that scene again.
All right.
There's no reason to see that one again.
And then the first Brett said that the island was underwater, and that's how the Black Rock ended up there. I'm gonna say it's more dramatic. I'm gonna go back with that the smoke monster grabbed, picked it up out of the water, and threw it out there.
Because either that or like some huge tidal wave.
Because we assume that's the scene where the Black Rock's showing up.
Uh huh.
Where Jake, you know, last season where he yeah. goes, you brought them here.
Yeah.
Where he didn't actually bring them here, but he just showed him, probably just gave him a map and showed him how to get here.
Uh huh.
And he was so angry he picked it up and threw it into the. That's what I'm gonna say happened.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'm going on record right now saying that's what happened.
All right. Okay.
And I am never right, so there's a good chance for that to be wrong.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
I'm so ready.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Erica from Silver Spring, Maryland, again. I have two questions, kind of. One is, if you go back to season two and you look at Jacob's cabin, it would be interesting to see if that powder was broken, because then you know that whoever Locke saw was probably Esau, Smoke Monster, whoever, whatever we want to call him. Also, the whole idea that Desmond made it around the world in his race because there was no island is interesting, but I feel like it's a race around the world. He would end up where he started, which I don't know, maybe that was Sydney. But I think that because the island sank, there was no Widmore in England to raise Penny, therefore there's nobody to hate Desmond and break Penny and Desmond up. So Penny and Desmond lived happily ever after, and it was either Jack's imagination or he was in Sydney for whatever reason. Anyway, thanks a lot. Have a good day. I'll listen to you more. All right, bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Josh from West Virginia. I got a theory about Desmond. All right, so since there's two timelines, there's essentially two versions of each character. The Desmond that is on the island can actually travel through time, but who's to say he can't travel between universes? So the Desmond that we saw on the plane beside Jack, I think that's the Desmond from the island that traveled back in time to the other timeline, and he's bouncing between time, and he will be the key to bringing the two timelines back together. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, guys. This is Michael in Los Angeles. I just have a question. In the Flash Sideways story, Hurley has won the lottery. I just want to know if he played the same numbers or not, because, I mean, if the island's underwater, then Lenny would never have heard the transmission of the numbers, and he never would have told Hurley those numbers. So if Hurley played different numbers, I wonder what numbers he played. And if not, if he played 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, how did he come across those numbers? Or was it just random? Love the show, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Awesome podcast. Just got to start off with that. You guys are just, you're bloody amazing, brother. Hey, this is Josh from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I got some ideas, some theories here. First of all, I think that Saeed is not Jacob. I think that's too obvious. I mean, they just gave us Locke being fake Locke, whatever you want to call him. And now to build him up to say, oh, yeah, Saeed is Jacob. No, I think that's too obvious. I think what's going to happen is kind of like the same thing that happened with Ben. I think Saeed is going to be Saeed. I think he just got resurrected, whatever, from the bubbling bath of dirty water, and he's gonna be a normal person, come back and be regular or whatever, but he's gonna slowly lose his innocence. Like, he's gonna start doing bad things, and he's gonna become corrupt because he's lost his innocence as part of the condition of going into that bubbly bath of doom. I also think that fake Locke is going to, well, let me start with this. I think there's two sets of others now. I think, or there always has been. I think there's been the temple others, and there's been the jungle others. I think that fake Locke is not going to take the jungle others, which have been corrupted pretty much because they use technology and whatever, and he's going to use that, and he's going to go fight against the temple. And they're going to go fight against the temple others, and that's going to be the huge war that everybody's been talking about. And then I also think that these side flashes, this flash sideways or whatever, I think that they are going to be what happens at the end of the 2007 timeline. I'll start with this. I think what is going to happen is Jack is going to do something where his plan to reset time actually does work, and he's going to do something at the end of the 2007 timeline, and the result of that is going to be what we see as the side flash sideways, that the reason why he kind of remembers things is because he's the one that ultimately reset the timeline, and he kind of remembers people like Kate, and he kind of remembers, like, wait, why am I in this plane? That's why he's got the little cut, because he's going to be significant in the final episode of season 6. So, yeah, that's some ideas. This is great. You guys are awesome. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I'm starting to think this podcast has alternate realities.
Really?
Last set of calls, we had two Bretts, and now we have two Joshes. So,
bum, bum, bum.
Are they the same, but they're not the same?
Possible?
What's going on? It's starting to scare me a little bit.
Yeah.
Are there two me's?
I hope not.
Anyway, the first Josh. Okay. So I agree. I thought, okay, Jacob is going to become Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that's too easy. It's just too easy. I have to agree with that. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Okay. And
even though that's what you thought.
I did think, but I did back off on the whole thing.
Okay, all right.
You know, you're allowed to change your mind. It's alternate reality. The other Jack said, no, you're crazy. That's not it. So what do you think? That Jack's plan is gonna work, and that's what's going on. What do you think?
Did work. We had it confirmed from Juliet.
But obviously... Okay.
And we saw it on the TV.
A dead person. We heard it from a dead person.
Of course it worked.
Well, there are two sets of others, and we've always thought that, and there's the whole thing with the two locks and everything going on. What do you think?
We saw it on the show. Of course it worked.
So you're behind it. You think just because you saw it on the show, that's what happened.
And even Juliet Beyond the Grave said it.
Did she say it? We're just listening to what Miles said.
Because he heard her.
Maybe Miles was just saying that to make Sawyer feel
listen,
happy.
Doubting Tom.
We did. All we heard. We didn't actually hear. Jack's plan worked. We didn't hear that.
No, she said it worked.
It worked. What worked?
It did work. I think it's been confirmed, and we've seen the alternate reality. So I'm saying it worked.
All right. I'm a doubting Thomas. So.
I know.
We had Mitchell flash sideways. The same. The lotto numbers.
Uh-huh.
Did he play the
That's
same numbers? That is
That's a
great
really
question.
Good question.
Did he play the same numbers? There's not gonna be another set of numbers, are there?
I wish I would have thought about to ask Jorge.
It would have been a great question if you were thinking.
I know, but I wasn't.
We did see another number, and you'll see it on the red carpet. There was a number 25.
Yep. And well, maybe these new numbers that they're sitting at on
the
plane.
She said it was a clue, and that's all I'm saying. I'm not giving anything away. You have to watch it on the red carpet.
Maybe the new numbers that they're sitting at. Maybe that's like because Hurley was sitting at 33. Maybe that's one of them or something like that. Maybe.
I did think it was smart that Alana didn't go inside the temple with the others, with Brahm and the guys.
Yeah, because it said on the script. Well, that if you want to live.
Well, we didn't want her killed off.
Exactly.
Especially after seeing her on the red carpet. Anyway, the other Josh.
Uh-huh.
Or is it? Desmond, two versions and the whole island.
Yes, well, actually, I think this person might have to get a prize as well because Listener of the Week is kind of along the same. I heard that one first, but I like this. The Listener of the Week takes it a next step further, but I think to be fair, we'll have to give them one of the prizes.
So first, too. Josh is going to have to send in his email address.
Yes.
I'm not his
or
email,
address.
His address.
Yes, mailing address.
But, you know, I did notice there was something when Sawyer was pulling all the stuff off to get to Juliet.
Uh-huh.
Desmond's exercise bike was there.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's...
Of course, I was laying on top of her, but, you know, I guess that part wasn't cool, but...
I thought you said you were laying on top. I was like, what?
No. Where's your...
That's what it sounded like, I swear.
No, this is not an alternate reality. This is alternate never be reality.
Oh, man. All right.
No, we had Erica. Jacob's cabin broken. The line was broken. The chalk line was broken.
Yeah.
We see it when Alana and her group go there.
So, I mean, so does the smoke monster like squeeze into the little line?
You know, I've had a lot of people say that it just... I've had like 5 or 6 emails I've gotten to that say it doesn't have to necessarily be the smoke. It just has to be circles. And I said, then why would they go through the ash?
Yeah.
Why would they go through the problem of the ash?
I would just make permanent circles everywhere.
Yeah. Why would Brahm take the time?
I would walk around with a hula hoop.
Knowing that what I saw now, though, I'm telling you right now, I'd make me a big circle.
Yeah, I know.
It'd
right?
have to be a big, big circle.
So no stones or anything.
And basically, she
you.
Says the same thing that Desmond is married to Penny because Widmore wasn't there to break him up and stuff.
Yeah.
But if Widmore wasn't alive.
Yeah, but I think for how old Penny is, I think she was alive by the time that place was blown up.
So you're calling her old?
Yeah.
You really shouldn't call a woman old.
Well, I'm not talking to her personally.
I'd be upset.
But she's not here talking to me. She's on Flash Forward. We don't have to worry about that unless we interview people from Flash Forward.
And after today, I don't see that happening.
She is beautiful, though. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Older women, they have more experience.
Anyway, so moving along.
All right, Jack, are you ready for the listener theory?
Of the week.
Of the week.
Are you telling what they win?
Well, can we do it once we get to the listener theory week section?
Fine.
All right, here we go.
All right, Jay and Jack, this is Jeff from Atlanta. Thanks for the show. It's awesome. Good to have you back. Good to have Lost back. Got a theory about Desmond. So we see Desmond on the plane with Jack, and he's kind of a different Desmond, of course. What happened, I believe, is that, of course, the bomb did go off. So there was no island. Widmore and Hawking were on the island. They did not live through that. Hence, there's no Penny, because Widmore's dead. Desmond's mission is to bring the timelines together. And it also brought me back to the flashes before your eyes where he goes to the ring store and Mrs. Hawking says that if you do not go to that island, we all die, which I'm assuming is she meant all the people on the island, which would be her. Anyway, hope you all have a good rest of the lost season. I know I will. You take care. Bye.
I like it.
So both him and Josh had kind of the same thing, saying that Desmond is going to be the one to bring them back together. And I think that's a pretty cool theory. I like it.
Well, she did say Hawking's last year. She said that the island isn't done with you, Desmond.
Yeah, the island isn't done with you.
And he goes, why? I'm tired of the island.
And so I think there's some weight to
it. Well, I'll give kudos to the writers. I mean, like I said, I'm way behind an email. I mean, it's incredible what this first episode's done as far as emails.
Uh-huh.
And as just listening to the phone calls that you played today, Desmond has been a main thought in people's minds.
Exactly.
And he just he was just in a minute of the episode?
But it was just so mysterious the minute he was in there. So
that's why these writers are brilliant. They're genius. And I give hats off to them, too.
So this whole entire season, the people that are given the title of Listener Theory of the Week will also be given a prize. And it's a book titled The Gospel According to Lost by Chris Say. And he was there at the premiere. And it's a really insightful book, and it kind of explores the mysteries and the philosophies, and it looks like a really interesting read. I haven't actually had the time to read it yet, but every person that is wins Listener Theory Week will be sent a copy of this book, and all you have to do is email us your address, and we will send that out to you. So
tell them who you were and what theory it was.
Yes,
who you are and what theory it was, and then we'll get your address and we'll mail it off to you, and you can start reading it.
Yep.
So we're giving it this week to both Jeff and
Josh,
the first Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the second Josh's theory wasn't good. But since they're similar, they were so similar, we decided that that's what we did.
Exactly. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Well, we got to do the contest.
Oh, let's do it quick. I want to try and get this at 1 and 108. Ready? Okay. Go. All right.
Real quick, the contest, the prizes you'll receive, we have two so far. Well, actually three. We had little buttons we gave away at Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
The book by Chris Say,
uh-huh,
that Jay just talked about, and also Head First Algebra by Tracy Pallone and Dan Pallone will be yours for the top three people. And I'd like to apologize for people who have been sending emails about doing the contest. They were saying they would like to follow along. I said, you just follow along. But the contest was closed, but you can't get the... I actually had the guy that's helping us out with the contest.
So is there a way we can get it up there, then?
I'm going to... get it and put it up on show news and show news and suggestion threads on the Jay and Jack message board. It's a thread just below the Ask Jack thread. It might take me a while because of all the emails and stuff. I will get it up there hopefully before Tuesday, but that's where it will be.
Okay.
All right. I will not send you a link. You have to go on Jay and Jack under show news and suggestion thread, and it'll be there as soon as I can get it there.
Okay.
But I apologize. Those questions, I thought they were up there, and I had to get them so I could get all the questions also.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that were answered for you playing along at home. Number three, who will speak first? And it was Jack. He spoke first to Cindy, the flight attendant. Number four, the first scene will be off island. So they were on the plane, so it was obviously off island.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, dude count. Dude crazy. 11 dudes.
Wow.
There was 11 dudes in the 2 hour.
That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah, it was crazy. Number six, son of a bitch count. One.
One? Okay.
Yeah. Number 11, which one of the numbers will we hear first was four? Because Sawyer took out four, as Miles said, four others.
Mm-hmm.
13, I'm still debating it, still going back and forth with it. Will Jack cry? I'm right now ruling no. He was close to crying, but I didn't see a tear.
He was misty, but he's misty all the time.
He's misty all the time, so that really doesn't count. So as of now, we're ruling no, Jack did not cry. 17, Sawyer's first nickname was, I had said on the last episode, I thought it was to
Earhart
to Cindy. No, he calls Jack Doc, and that is a nickname. 18, will we see Kate in handcuffs? Yes, we did. So 19... What?
Sounded like you enjoyed that.
Yes, she's in handcuffs. What's the big deal? 19, will we see Charlie's drive shaft ring again? Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
22, freckles count. No. I don't know why I even put that on there. 25, Jacob count. In episode. How many episodes will Jacob be in? He was in this episode. Penny was not in this episode. Desmond was in this episode, and that's what we have so far.
All right.
That was just a quick recap of what we want to do, because Jay wants to get this in 108 minutes.
Contest. Also, you can check out our Global Cash Card, our contest we're doing with Global Cash Card, How Will It End video contest. Great prizes, and you can check out all information on
Global
Cash.
Well, people are wondering when we're going to find out what the prize is.
Soon. We filmed the
thing. I think, I'll just say, I'm going to give a hint. You may have seen it before.
And it may time travel.
Right. That's all we're saying.
But globalcashcard.com/lost, and also you can send an email to lost@globalcashcard.com. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call, you can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time!
It's 206-309-0311. Calling time with Lost questions, comments, and
or theories.
Also, you can send us an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's
lostpodcast@gmail.com. That was an alternate reality Gmail.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two me's.
Also, you can check out our website at jnjack.com for all
important information
related to the show. Also, most importantly, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack. You can get all the updates that we do throughout the day. I mean, we've had pictures from the red carpet from Caesar. We've been putting those up on your
blog. Great job by Caesar.
We just put up the Jorge Garcia interview. It was a really great interview, and that is on Nudea. And we're also putting
minor spoilers. I mean, just minor,
very
minor
light
stuff.
And that will also be on the new Lost Vidcast feed. Once that's approved on iTunes, you will know. What else? But yeah, so just follow us on Twitter if you want to know the latest, what's going on.
Follow me on Crackpot Jack.
Or me on Luke Vink.
He'll never answer you.
All right, and before we go, we want to give a shout out to a couple podcasting, new podcaster friends of ours.
Are they really friends? Yeah, they're friends.
They're friends.
They're cool.
But now they have a podcast. I guess they're not friends. They're kind of like our competitors now, I guess, right?
Well, is it really in the Lost podcast community? Is it really competitive?
No.
I'm telling you right now, the Lost community is...
Unless your name's Ralph, we don't really care.
Yeah. We got Darmalars out of here. We can do it to the other ones, too.
All right.
I'm kidding,
but,
of course.
But check out, it's called Geronimo Jack's Beard.
I love that title.
So...
it's much better than Jay and Jack.
It's not on iTunes yet, but search... Geronimo Jack's Beard. They also have a Facebook fan group as well. Yeah, so good luck, guys.
And
welcome to the party.
Yes, and as far as the emails, I'm going to try and do my best to catch up. It's just been crazy, so I'm doing what I can.
All right.
You know, I need alternate reality Jack to come in and help me answer the emails. That's what we need.
Very true. All right, guys, we'll see you on early Wednesday morning.
The Hawaii podcast we're going to talk about will be up Monday?
Be up Monday, yes, on the
Jane
Jack,
Jack
show.
Feed.
And hopefully we'll have interviews from the red carpet up on Monday as well.
Really?
But we're working with Cliff, so you never know the time.
I can't wait because I can't remember what was said and what was done.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.